The Tax Cut Machine. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today, we celebrate the second birthday of the Great Recovery. Okay, the not-so-great recovery. Today, it's officially 2 years since the Great Recession of 2009 ended. The money has mostly gone to people who have money already, but we like it that way. Otherwise, we'd be badgering Congress to tax them, and we're not. If anything, we're badgering Congress to cut taxes more, which is where American innovation comes in.
Welcome to the future.
This is a tax cut machine.
Due to ever-increasing taxes on cigarettes, Roll Your Own has become the fastest growing category nationwide.
Roll Your Own cigarette machines are sprouting up all over the country, at least 1,000 of them now in 35 states. The math is simple. A pack of 20 cigarettes ranges from just under $5 in West Virginia to almost $12 in New York City. Smokers pay more than $1,000 in state and local taxes a year. So these Roll Your Own shops sell pipe tobacco, which is barely taxed at all, and they let you rent the Roll Your Own machine, which will churn out 200 cigarettes in 10 minutes for about $34 total, the equivalent of $3.40 a pack. The Treasury Department tried to sue, but a federal judge in Ohio stopped the lawsuit dead. Ohio just happens to be where the machine is made.
Exclusively manufactured in the USA.
Not just a cigarette machine. It is a tax cut machine. See, who says taxes can't create jobs? Now this. This is Dave Ross on CBS Radio Network.